Joe and Alex show, Radio Now. What can't you do? For example, maybe whistle, tie your shoes. I saw this up on Reddit, and some of these on the list were kind of funny. People say they can't swallow pills. Can you guys like swallow pills like Ooh. Without water?
No. Oh, not I without can. Water.
Oh, I just build up a little and then I...
Ew!
It goes right down.
I can swallow anything.
That's what I heard. Rumor has it. Come on! That's funny! That's funny. Other things, remembering directions. Oh, God, I am screwed. If I don't have it on GPS,
for sure,
I am not getting there.
Nope.
I am, like, out of this one. Some either people say they can't do confrontation, like, they just can't do it. I can't. Like, every day with Alex, there's confrontation, and I'm just like...
What's every day with confrontation? Who am I confronting every day?
Okay, number five.
I hate confrontation. I literally
cry. That's wild that you say that because like you're so confrontational.
You're the most confrontational person I've ever met
that's
in my
thing.
Life.
I think you guys don't understand what being opinionated is and not being afraid to speak your opinion, but then confrontation is totally different. I hate confrontation. I will cry. I will be
How often do you cry with
anxious.
Me, then?
I haven't cried about you in a while, but I mean, I have before.
Okay. Because I feel like every day I'm
There's
like,
a lot of things. Okay, so for instance, because I hate confrontation, there's a lot of things that I just don't even say to you. If I am saying something, it is because I really feel like I have to say. Otherwise, I really
right,
dread
but
it.
You say a lot.
You guys, I mean.
It's okay. It's not all about you. I'm
it's
just saying.
It's okay.
Like,
it's not a problem.
I swear that I hate it. Like, okay, for example, anytime that like growing up, like any job that I've ever had, my bosses have always had to like give me an email and be like, hey, Alex, I really need to meet with you, you know, after the show. You're not in trouble. Everything's fine. Because if they don't tell me, I will have a straight up anxiety attack, hyperventilating, freaking out until we have that meeting.
Well, you know we have that meeting today, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Producer Pork Chop, ladies and gentlemen.
Something must have happened to you as a kid. Like, did you get like sent to detention when you were 7?
I did get sent to detention a lot actually in high school because I was late all the time and I wore way too short of skirts. Ayo.
Ayo, I'm doing it for Jesus. All right, let's get some more phone calls. I'll give you some more on the list, but I want to see what everybody has got. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Audrey this morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What can't you do, Audrey?
Good morning. I cannot spell the word convenience.
Hold on, I'm going to convenient. I'm going to try to see if I can spell
convenience.
It.
Convenience.
Convenient or convenience?
Convenience.
Oh, I can't spell either, to be fair. Convenience. C-O-N-V-I-E-N-C-E. Convenience. Is that right?
I don't think that's right.
No.
Am I what?
I'm Joe can't. So here's the thing. You can't spell convenience. Joe can't spell anything. So there you go.
Yeah, and I'm a really good speller is the problem. I have to like send emails for work all the time for your convenience. I'm like, yeah. Dang, how do I spell that?
I can never
you
spell the word restaurant.
You need to do what I do. You can't spell restaurant? No, mm-hmm. I can't either. Like, there's probably little tricks for that, how to spell it, like rest or something.
Rest-ow-rant.
Oh,
producer
okay.
Producer Pork Chop with the grammar lesson and spelling lessons this morning.
He's clearly the smartest person on the show, even though Liv is the one with the college degree.
Hey, well, I've got one.
Oh, okay. Oh, he has one, too. Now we have two.
Alex, you know, they're going to phase us out. It's going to be Liv and Pork Chop.
For sure. Like,
well, they're highly educated. Here are those two dummies. Reba, my favorite redhead. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What can't you do?
I cannot ride a bicycle.
Really? No one ever taught you?
So I tried a lot as a kid, but I was incredibly clumsy. I have grown out of that some, thank God. But, like, I can't. I never got the balance, and my mom tried but didn't have the patience to teach me.
Wow.
Wait, how old are you now?
I'm 24.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing this weekend? We should teach you how to ride a bike.
I'm not doing anything this weekend, I don't think.
Do you have a helmet?
I do not. I also don't own a bicycle.
Oh. Well, get all that figured out and come to the station.
Yeah. Plot twist, I bet you she's really good at riding a unicycle.
For sure. Hey, thank you, Reba, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Catherine, what? I can't speak.
Catherine?
Yes.
Good grief.
I don't know. I bit my tongue and I can't speak. Catherine, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you struggle with? Like something you can't do?
Okay, so I've been living in Indianapolis my entire life, and I struggle with knowing like the names of streets or the highways. Like someone will say, oh, yeah, it's just past 465. And I'll say, oh, okay. And I really have no idea what they're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. I relate to this so much. Can I just tell you a secret? I have been dating my boyfriend, the Egyptian, for almost 7 months now, right?
Okay.
And I use my map directions to get to his house every time I
Wait,
go to his house.
Wait, that's just
that's
pathetic.
Insane. I cannot remember
I'm
how to
really
get places.
Good with the, I like when if I go somewhere once,
I'll remember it because I don't know, like, I can't remember the name of the street.
Yeah.
So I'm really good. Like, once I get there, I'm good.
Hey, Catherine, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show.
You know, Joe is embarrassed. He doesn't want to say it, but Joe can't stick his finger up his butt and whistle at the same time.
Okay.
He just proved us wrong. Never mind.